Thank God. The Bible says the person that does the word is blessed. Not just hearing. Well, if it were just hearing, a lot of people still don't hear the word, but so that wouldn't apply to them. But a lot of people have heard the word, but man, still got to do it. Yeah, sometimes your flesh doesn't want to do it. Huh? A lot of things like that. Huh? Flesh sometimes doesn't want to exercise. But hey, if you stare at the Stairmaster and you don't get on it, it ain't going to do any good. If you watch the promotional video, you know, see what you could look like. Because they only do that. They have that body and they only exercise 20 minutes a day. Three times a week, 20 minutes at a time. That's the only thing they've ever done to arrive at that. Do you believe that? They are professional models. But anyway, no, but it, you don't get that way. You don't exercise, you don't get any improvement if you just think about exercising. If you talk about exercising, you got to do it, you know? No matter if you're thinking about stopping eating certain types of food, that doesn't help. Huh? You got to do it. Yeah. Well, everything, it's like that with the Word. It's, you know, I wish it were just like that. We heard about the goodness of God and heard about His blessings, and then they just fell on us. But it doesn't work that way. You know, it doesn't work that way. We have to believe. You say, well, why doesn't it work that way? I wish it did. It's not because God doesn't will it. He wants us to be blessed. It's just that we live in a fallen world, and we have to appropriate. We have to give Him the right. How do we give Him the right? We act in faith. We believe Him. By believing Him, by aligning up with what He said to do, He is able to do it. It's not that He's sitting up there going, well, you just haven't met the mark. You're almost there, but not today, bye. And that's the way some people get that mentality, but it's not that. We are saying, Lord, I believe You. I'm acting on it. We give Him authority to do something. But why? How does that happen? It's by acting on the Word, and a big way we act on the Word is through our words. That's how you release your faith. You can say, well, I believe God. Or you can think, I believe God. But if you don't talk like it, and I'm not talking about legalism, I'm not talking about parroting. You may not feel like saying it, but if you let it out of your mouth and you speak in line with His Word, it releases your faith. You hear it. It strengthens you. It strengthens me. And so words have so much to do with what we receive. Let's turn over. We've been talking about healing in our words. Let's turn over to Romans 10, 9 and 10. We touched on this, and we'll just start there, and then we're going to fly over some things, and then we'll get into some more here. But Romans 10, 9 and 10 is familiar verses of Scripture for us. Romans 10, 9 and 10. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you believe the Word in your heart, but you speak it with your mouth. And that's where faith needs to be. It needs to be in our heart, but we need to release it with our mouth. If you cannot have faith in your heart and be speaking doubt and unbelief all the time and it work for you. It won't. It just won't, because you're negating it. This is not a game. This is not like a bunch of arcane rules. It's just reality. You are releasing a force and giving you and I have authority over our lives. And a lot of how we utilize or wield that authority is based on what we say. What we say determines what we have. What we say determines what we allow God to do. God can't just do anything. We're not going to reiterate the things that we've already talked about. We'll go back and listen to those if you missed any. You know, we talked about God divinely intervening in certain situations. He can do that. He does do that. But that's not the everyday occurrence, and we don't have control over it. And so if we're sitting around waiting for God to do something independently by a gift of the Spirit or something, we could be waiting the rest of our lives. And we talked a lot about that. I'm not going to take time to go over that now. But you can't control it. And a lot of people are there, they're waiting. They're thinking, well, God do something. Well, God has done something. He sent Jesus, and He has provided everything we need. But how are we going to get it? We need to release our faith in order to make it, to appropriate it in this realm. Let's turn over, we're going to just turn to some scriptures regarding words. Let's go over to Mark 11, 23. We mentioned some of these the other day, but I want to take the time to turn to them. Mark 11, 23. Words are so important. It's underestimated by the majority of the world's population. People don't really believe that your words change things. Some people, even in the natural realm, understand that, you know, you say certain things and, yeah, get you going and you set the direction. They understand that to a degree, but I still don't believe they understand the spiritual realities and the power that words have. People, even in the Christian realm, just don't believe that words really affect things. You can tell by the way they talk. And, you know, in this day and age and in this world, it's tempting to speak negative words. It always is, because there's so much junk in the world. And the world is just always speaking negative. If you look at the news, it's majority, it's negative. It's not positive. It's not saying what's going to happen or hope. Majority of what you hear is griping and complaining. People are sarcastic. People are cynical. Why? Because they're yielding to the spirit of this world. That's the way it's going. So it's easy to be negative. It's really easy to be negative and let negative words come out of our mouths, but we have to control our mouths, because our words are so important. Mark 11, 23. Verse 22 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart." So you have to have faith in your heart. It doesn't just say you'll have whatever you say. The Bible doesn't say that. Like, it's hocus pocus. You're going to say this thing and it's just going to happen. It doesn't say that. It says you have to believe in your heart. That's the power plant. Okay? It's like those light switches back there. If those light switches aren't connected to anything, I can flip them up and down all day long and nothing's going to happen. But if they're connected, to the power source, Len, can you go back there? You turn the top light off. So that light, so right now, that electricity is connected to those lights. Nothing's happening. But the power's there, but nothing's happening. Now, there was a time when this place was being built out that switch was not connected to those lights. And there was a time when they were moving these lights around that there was no power connected to those lights. So if there's no power connected to the lights and that light switch isn't really connected, I can flip that switch all day long and nothing's going to happen. It doesn't matter. It's not the switch. Go ahead and turn the light on. See, but if... See, the power is what you believe in your heart. You have to believe in your heart. You have to believe in your heart. If you say stuff and you don't believe in your heart, nothing's going to happen. It's like the light switch is not connected to those lights. The switch is like your mouth. You just flip it on and you're like, ooh, I'm going to say I'm healed. But if you don't believe it, nothing happens. On the other hand, you could be believing, but you need to release it, and your faith will be strengthened as you hear. Faith comes by hearing. So you hear the word, but if you act on it and speak the word, you are hearing the word. If you hear health, I'm healthy, I'm strong, and you're saying it, what are you hearing? You're hearing health, strong, well. And that's based on the word. That's going to increase your faith. It's a positive feedback cycle. But when that word, when that power is there, when you believe and then you flip the switch, that's how you release the faith. That switch is releasing the power into these lights, which produces a result. But you couldn't say, you know, you could have the power resident, but you don't flip that switch. That's where a lot of people are. There's a measure of faith. Do you realize if you're a Christian, you have faith? Yes. You can't become a Christian without faith. We just read in Romans, you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. That's how you got saved. So no Christian can say, I just don't have any faith. That's not true. You have faith. Your faith might be weakened. It might be depleted. And that's because we're focusing on the wrong thing. And a lot of times we're saying the wrong thing and you're just going to be weak. Faith comes by hearing. And if you hear yourself say, I'm weak, I just don't know why, you're just getting weaker. But your mouth, like James says, is the rudder. It determines direction. It says here, for assuredly I say, now this is Jesus talking. He says, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. See, doesn't doubt in his heart. But notice it says, does not doubt where? In his heart. Didn't say anything about your head. See, some people think, I don't know how this could work, and they have doubts in their head, and then they say, well, I don't believe. It doesn't say you believe with your head. You don't believe with your head. You believe with your heart. See, your heart can be quickened by the word of God, and you say, I believe it. It's true. And your head will try to rob you and say, but how? The same thing if people hear the gospel about Jesus, just salvation, to be born again and say, I believe it. Something's burning on the inside. I believe he's the Son of God. And then their head, their upbringing will come, but what? The carpenter who lived 2,000 years ago was the Son of God, and by him dying, you are saved and made right with a God you can't see. And there's a devil that you've never seen, and people get talked out of it. They're like, well, maybe I'll think about it. In the faith that was there, they didn't release it. They didn't act on it. Well, it's the same thing. You, as faith comes in being healed and health, your spirit will grab a hold of it and say, I believe that. That's true. And then you look at your symptoms and say, I don't know how. See, that's, and then it's in your head, and you'll say, well, I don't believe enough. It's not in your head. It's in our heart. We start releasing what's in our hearts. I believe it. I don't care what it says, what it looks like. I'm strong. You speak strength when it doesn't look like you're strong. I'm strong. I believe I'm strong. I choose to agree with God. I'm strong. I choose to agree with what he said. The Bible says in Joel 3:10, I believe it's Joel 3:10, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the weak say, I'm strong. But I thought you were weak. You may be weak now, but you say you're strong. That's what we're talking about. I'm strong. Well, you don't look strong. I didn't talk about what I look like. I didn't talk about the way I feel. The word says I'm strong, and I agree with that. And it'll change. See, that's faith. It'll change. You watch. I'll be stronger. I am stronger. I'm getting stronger now. And you see yourself strong. And you speak it out and you release with your mouth power. It says, Jesus said, be removed and be cast in the sea. He said, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. If we believe the thing that we say will be done, we will have whatever we say. Now notice how many times say is in that verse versus believe. Believe is used once. Say is used three times. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, it's used three times of the person that's saying. Jesus is saying, I say to you, I'm not including that one, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Believe is once. Saying is three times. We need to say what we believe. And there is a big pressure to say what you feel and to say what it looks like. And it can be really, really strong. Pressure to say, I'm not going to see any change. What is going on? I don't know why this is. Where's any number of things? I've been weak. I've tried, etc. And all that time, you just can feel the strength just leaving. It's despair. It's like, well, what's the use? But if we'll just say in the midst of that, when we feel like speaking the wrong thing, we'll say, no, I'm strong. No, I'm healed. No, it's going to get brighter. No, it's going to be better. God is on my side. He's working. His word is working. We're giving him avenue to work. You're not making him work. We're giving him the authority in our life to do something because we are the authority in our lives. We determine what happens in our life through words. Go over to Proverbs 18:21. We're going to read a number of Proverbs. Also going to read, I think we're going to read something Matthew 2. But go to Proverbs 18:21. And while you're going there, find Proverbs 18:21 and find Matthew 12. And then that way you won't have to go back. So Matthew 12 and then Proverbs 18:21. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. God is good. His mercy endures forever. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. We're going to read that. It is so good to know His word. Proverbs 18:21. You there? It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life are in the power of what? The tongue. You could say sickness and health are in the power of the tongue. Because sickness is death. Health is life. It's in the power of your tongue. It's in the power of my tongue. So what are we saying? Are we speaking life? Are we speaking death? It's a rudder. Our tongue is a rudder. It's determining. I mean, your rudder in a boat is where it determines where it's going. Bible also says it's like a bit in a horse's mouth, determines where the horse is going. Where do we want to go? Do we want to go on the channel that's leading us to death, to sickness, to weakness? Or do we want to be on the channel that is leading us to health and strength and a robust constitution, that we're strong. We see ourselves strong. I mean, which one do we want to be on? Well, the answer is obvious, but what is this? Death and life, sickness and health are in the power of our tongue. We say, we need to release our faith and say the right thing and say no, in spite of what it looks like. Say the right thing. Say what God says. That's how you know what the right thing is. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about my circumstance? Didn't say what, not what you feel, not what it looks like, not what happened in your family, not what happened 5 years ago, not the way it's been for the last 3 years. What does the Bible say about our circumstance? It works in every area, but we're talking about healing in our bodies. What does the Bible say about our situation? Does the Bible say we say we're weak and talk about how weak I've been and how sick I feel? It says to say you're strong. The Bible says to glorify. Don't let any corrupt word come out of your mouth. I mean, we're not talking about just bad words. We're talking about anything that would be ungodly, anything that would be against what God would say. And I didn't say, I mean, we've all messed up in these areas. All of us. But we don't have to. We've all missed it. We've all fallen short. We've all had pressure. We've all yielded to the wrong thing. But we don't have to. We can yield to God. In the midst of a really dark situation, we can still yield to Him because He's greater. His Spirit is in us. And He is never saying negative words. He's never speaking death. In the midst of the worst circumstance, God has the victory. Are we going to let Him do that, what He needs to do in our lives, and make it appropriate in our lives? He's got the victory. He knows what to do. But it's a matter of, are we going to channel that and let that happen with the power of the tongue? Are we going to let that flow through our lives? That's the question. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, you have your finger in Matthew. Look at Matthew 12:37, and we'll go back to Proverbs. So keep your finger in Proverbs. Matthew 12:37. Everybody there? It says, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." They say, by your neighbor's words, by your mom's words, dad's words. No. Your employer's words, spouse's words. It says, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." It is very important what we say. Amen. We need to be conscious of what we're saying. What if you say the wrong words? What should you do? Lay down and say, "Oh, I messed up. Forget it. I'm going back to bed." Just say, "I shouldn't have said that. That was wrong. Lord, forgive me." And say the right words. That's all you do. That's all you do. You miss it, that was the wrong thing to say. I shouldn't have said that. I yielded to the wrong thing. Because you know what? That's what you did. That's what I did. You just yielded to the wrong thing. Peter did it. Peter, one moment he said, "You're the Christ, the Son of God." Next he's saying, you know, "Far be it from you to..." He's getting in Jesus' face. And Jesus says, "Get behind me, Peter." No. He said, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter's yielding to the devil. Well, that's all you do. That's all I do. When we start yielding to the wrong words, we're just yielding to the enemy. He's feeding them to you. You wonder where that pressure comes from? Because if the pressure's there, if you have authority in your life and your tongue is the rudder that determines the direction of your life, and life and death and life are in the power of the tongue, the enemy is trying to get you to say the wrong words so he can produce death in your life. That's where the pressure comes. He wants to destroy us. So you just, and people think this, you know, they don't understand that there's a spiritual realm. Well, that's just thoughts. Well, where do the thoughts come from? Well, they're just in your mind. No, they don't, they're not all generated just by you. They end up in your mind, but there is a spiritual realm. And he's trying to put the pressure on you to get you to say the wrong thing so he has access into your life to destroy you. That's what's going on. And when you yield to him, we're saying the wrong thing. Well, you can just know, You ever know how easy it is when you start yielding to that? How easy it is just to go further? You start saying one day, it's just easy because you're yielding to it. It's just like you can yield to the Holy Spirit and start saying right things. You can yield to the enemy. Well, if you do, she said, oh, yield to the enemy, forget it. No, you say, I know what's going on. No. Lord, forgive me for that. That was wrong. I will not say that. No, I'm strong. You just reverse it right there and then go on and just keep saying it. What if you trip up 5 minutes later? You do the same thing. What if that happens 50 times? You just get up. We just get up and go on and say, no, no, not going to say that. No, that's a lie. No, shut up and leave me. No, I will say the right words. I will say the right words. I will speak life. Life. Now go to Proverbs 21. So hopefully you didn't lose your place. We're back there. Proverbs 21, verse 23. Proverbs 21, verse 23. It says, everybody there? Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Whoever guards his or her mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Should we keep a guard on our mouth? Yes. We just read, by our words, we're going to be justified or condemned. We need to watch what happens. It's not a light thing well, I'm just spouting off. No, that can bring you. You were over here. You spout off for a while. Now you're just in the dumps. And you think it's easy to get back. Well, I'm not saying it's impossible, but why would you want to lose ground? If you're here, well, I'm just blowing off steam. Yeah, but when you get done blowing off steam, where's your mental state? Where's your spiritual state? You don't want to mess with that. It's like people do with sin. Well, I'm just playing with it. Sin has a hardening factor. You get over here, and you may not want to come back. That's what people make a mistake. Well, I'll repent after. I know what I'm going to do, but I'll repent after. That's dangerous. I'll just get down on my knees and repent after. What if you don't want to repent? It's the same thing with our words. Words are not idle. Well, I'm just... You know, I'll just get mad at my spouse. I'll just say stuff. No, they'll hear that in their head for the rest of their lives. Why do we want to be used as a tool of the devil to destroy somebody? Because that's what's going on. He'll throw thoughts at you, but he'll also work through somebody else to try to get to you. It's the same thing. We yield to the enemy, and those thoughts coming through to destroy that other person, those words are there forever. Yes, you can forgive. Yes, you can be cleansed. Yes, you can move on, but our minds remember. And when you look at that person, you still have to push. The enemy will bring stuff back up. Well, they said this about you. Why do we want to give that avenue? Well, we don't want to say stuff about ourselves, about our condition, just because you're having a bad day. We all have had bad days. I mean, had conditions come against us. Things aren't going perfect. Welcome to life. Doesn't mean it's time to let our mouth loose and just say a bunch of stuff we don't believe. And we've all missed it in this area. We've all done it, but we don't. It doesn't make it. The ramifications don't get any less just because we've done it. It's not that God's not merciful. It's not that he's not gracious. It's that we're shooting ourselves in the foot. We're binding him from doing anything because we're, well, having a bad day, so we're going to go off and be negative and say all these things and be like, well, I'll pick myself back up. But why do we have to pick ourselves back up? Why don't we keep ourselves from falling? And right when the pressure's the greatest, say, no, I'm not going to let that. And instead, channel that pressure and start saying what we believe. And start thanking God and say, no. Praise God. I'm praising God right now. I'm going to give Him glory. I thank You, Lord, that Your word is true, that Your power is working in me. I thank You that my body parts are strong and whole and healthy. And just channel that pressure right back into the right thing. Because no, if the pressure's there, it's just feeling. It's just pressure. It's not reality. I'm not saying you don't have symptoms, you don't have realities, but we have to still, in the midst of that, we can look past it and look at what Jesus has done and look at what the Word says. And this is what's so important. Let it come out of our mouth. Say it with our mouth. Speak the Word with our mouth. Speak His Word. Let it come out. It says if we'll guard our mouths, we keep our soul from troubles. That means that we've created some of our troubles. And we want to blame somebody else. We want to blame our spouse. We want to blame the devil. But the Bible says right here that we make a lot of our problems. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. So if we've had troubles, we probably haven't guarded our mouth. Think about it. If in every situation, our whole life, anytime we had pressure up until now, we had always said what the Word says. We had always said, nope, praise God, He's coming through. Doesn't look like it. No, glory to God. And that's all we've done for all our life. I think it'd probably be different. Well, we can't do anything about yesterday, but what we can do is for going forward, we can say, I may have blown it, but going forward, I'm just going to say what He says all the time. Yeah. Imagine. Yeah. We are always giving Him avenue. He is always powerful, always, He always has the victory. He knows exactly what to do. Do you believe that or not? Yes. Do you believe in any situation, however impossible it might look to humans, He knows what to do? Okay, so for the rest of our life, if we'll just, anytime we have pressure, we just say what the Word says. God, I don't see how to get out of this, but You know how to get out of this. I'm just going to give You glory right now. And I'm just going to thank You, and the pressure is to say something negative. No, glory to God. He is greater. He lives in me. His power is working in me. I can't help but win because He's with me. Amen. Do you think you get a different outcome? Yes. The Bible says we will. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Are we speaking life there? What are we going to have? Life? Strength? Health? Help? Because we're giving Him the ability to work in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. Let's just praise Him right now.